I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. So, BT, we're talking a lot of Knicks, Sixers. We'll get to the Mets and the Yanks coming up in a little bit as well. And I got to tell you my story being out there yesterday for Dwight Gooden Day, and we'll talk about the fans and all that. But we've been talking a lot of Knicks, Sixers. So I'd like to welcome in our current boss. Still pay respect to our boss. Congratulations, Ryan Hurley. Yeah, yeah, that's great. Spike Eskin is still the man in charge for now, and I'm not letting go until I have to. So, Spike, I don't know if you heard this. I know you've been busy today welcoming Ryan in and all that stuff. BT, you want to tell Spike what you just said about the Sixers before?
Well, I think he knows because I think I've said it on the air a couple of times that, you know, what Knicks and six? What did I say?
Knicks he's five, basically Knicks and six. Dismissing. I'm saying
no,
that, hey, I don't want the Sixers in the first round. They're
you
not
shouldn't.
A real seven.
You should.
BT says, he's guaranteeing victory.
Well, whatever. I mean, the thing is, if Embiid had played 65 games, the Sixers would have won 55 games. They would have been the clear two seed. I respect the hell out of Jalen Brunson, and the Knicks have certainly outperformed what anyone expected this year. But we have seen this before. Like, the idea of a team that tries harder than everybody else during the regular season with a small guard who scores a bunch of points and then can't get it done in the playoffs happens all the time. Jalen Brunson is 6 feet tall. He is the only offensive threat on the entire team. There is no possible way that a team like that, assuming health, and look, if Embiid gets hurt, whatever, they could certainly win. They would be a tough out, but they are not of the class of a real contending team. They're not built like that.
Yeah.
They don't have any way to score besides Jalen Brunson. The regular season, you've had a great time during the regular season beating your chest and having parades for regular season victories. And I'm so excited for you to have a basketball season that means something.
Now you're getting nasty.
But when you come to that, but when you come to the big boys, I'm just serious. The big boys, when the expectation is championship and not just cute story, this is a completely different world.
See, here's the thing that I find interesting.
Yeah.
And Embiid is amazing, and the Sixers are tough, and I'm not taking them for granted. But you talked about... Well, all right,
you said you were going to beat him. What do you mean not taking him for granted?
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean I'm disrespectful. I just think the Knicks are slightly better, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But Spike, you talk about these teams... These Sixers, like, you still got Andrew Toney and, Dr. J, dude.
I'm completely realistic. I'm completely realistic. The real thing is they have not performed. But also the real thing is that we're all in the same boat now with expectations. And the thing that Knicks fans keep doing is you guys just have this happy-to-be-here energy.
No.
And that's not what the playoffs are for.
No, but Spike, hold on a second. The happy-to-be-here energy would be, well, you know, if we lose a tough seven-game series to the Sixers, I'm cool because they're not really a conventional seven seed. This is the exact opposite.
Well, what does the feel, Spike? From
They're going to win.
From the Sixers fan base, what is the feel when they think about facing the Knicks in the first round?
Oh, I think everybody, the Knicks beat them pretty badly during the regular season this year. I think everybody knows it would be a tough out.
Okay.
For sure, a tough out. This is not easy or anything. I don't think anybody thinks that's what it is. But the truth is, when you start doing the math, who on the Knicks is adding up to 110 points every game against this team? It just doesn't add up.
DiVincenzo, Ananobi.
Okay, have fun.
Now, and you hate Randall, so you think this is more dangerous without Randall?
I think they're better without Randall.
So do I. Wow. Yeah. I agree with you.
You guys are both wrong.
BT and I agree. That guy bricking three-pointers and putting his head into...
Phil is in the Bronx. Phil?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Nah, real quick. Good morning, gents. Do we not remember Allen Iverson taking his team to the finals as the only scoring threat with Dikembe Mutombo as his rim enforcer?
Right. And that is your one example in the last 50 years, and they also lost, and Allen Iverson is way better than Jalen Brunson. So they got routed in the finals. They lost 4-1. They weren't even close when they played a real team, and they didn't play real teams getting up to there. They beat Milwaukee, who was not.
Was that like
good.
Spike? Was that Big Dog Robinson?
Okay, touché,
and those guys?
But do the Knicks not have a better supporting cast?
They do.
Than Iverson did?
100%. They do.
Hold on.
Not even close.
With role players and guys that can score.
No doubt about it.
Okay, so Dikembe Mutombo is better than any second player on the Knicks right now.
Keep going down the list.
But that's the truth. Again, big boy time.
I got you.
Top of the roster.
Okay, keep going.
So, but if your one example is...
Was it Eric Snow?
Is 25 years ago, one time over the last 50 years, then yes, I guess it could happen. And you know what? I could make the finals too, I guess, because there's nothing ruling me out from making the finals. It happened one time. If I was going to bet on something happening, I wouldn't bet on something that happened one time in 50
and
years.
And you think the Sixers are going this year?
I am hopeful that they can. I believe that they have the ability to.
You said this is the year.
Yes.
Hopeful
or?
Year.
Well, definitive, you think the Sixers are good. This is the year.
I think they would beat Milwaukee. I think they would beat the Knicks. I think they would beat the Cavs. I think they would beat the Magic. I think they would beat Indiana.
Take your chances with the Celtics.
Boston, basically. I will take my chances. However, that team relies too much on jump shots, doesn't go to the rim enough, and you go cold for two or three games, and that happened last year to them. They just shot zero free throws in a game against the Bucks. I will take my chances.
Spike, you left out one really important team, the team that you're playing, Miami. How about you beat them first?
Whoa, okay. Man. Well, you guys went into that series last year with your chests all puffed out about
I'm
how
not
you
talking
were the
about last year.
Oh, well.
I'm talking about last year. We didn't have OG.
I am not worried about the Miami Heat.
Let me ask you this. This is a good way to do it. I want Spike to do this. So anytime there's a series that's close.
You want Sal out of this.
No. I just want you in it.
Guy Ryan in here. They're already trying to wedge me out. No.
Stop.
Spike is leaving me here by myself. I can't believe that. You got Hurley. And he was BT's producer. I'm alone by myself. How dare you leave me?
By the way, thankful, I think, for all of our health. For me not to be in the building for the next couple of weeks. Somebody would have died.
Do you have an official? I thought we were going to be here maybe for the series. Do we know that?
No, I'll be here and then.
I want a Spike versus BT back.
Well, listen, I'm down.
I can do that.
I'm down for it. I'm down.
Talking, baby.
Okay,
like
hold
this.
On okay. a second. Right. I already have at least one side. Now you can come up with something for me.
Okay.
I know one thing that I'll bet, and I don't think that the fans in Philly know this, but we do because we've been in the office many times. In Spike's old office is a picture of John Starks.
Yes.
They know. So
yeah.
I would like to, and then you could do it off the air, whatever. Maybe if I win, I get that, or you know, whatever.
My wife gave me that.
Well, then that's out. I didn't know that. Yeah. That doesn't count.
There's
definitely
some embarrassment
not. No
here. I mean,
well,
come on, like, show
well, the embarrassment is that he's a devout Sixers fan. He's got a picture of John Starks in his office.
No, he grew up a Knicks fan.
Well, you could have fooled me.
I want to see Spike in full gear taping one of those Ricky Sanchez podcasts or whatever it's called. And BT, your ass is going to be an Embiid or Iverson jersey if the Knicks lose.
And what are you going to do?
No, I'm just going to monitor. I'll be the league. Hey, I think the Sixers are going to win the series. I don't want any part of the Sixers. I've said that. I want Miami. I don't want the Sixers.
But Spike, I was going to do this real quick because I used to do this with Tiki a lot, like in an NFL game or more so with the NBA. It works more with the NBA. I'm not even going to interject. In your opinion, list the orders of, if it's Knicks and Sixers, like the best players, say 1 through 6 in order in a series if it comes to this. So number one is obviously Embiid. Number two for you would be what? Or who?
Number two would be Brunson.
Okay, number three would be?
Tyrese Maxey.
I got you. Number four would be?
Probably Ananobi.
Okay, so it's 2-2. Number five would be? Let's go to 7, because this is interesting.
Can I even name another Sixer outside of those two?
But
you got a couple good ones.
I guess my point after this is that after the top two guys on every team, then it's just about the rest of the guys fitting around those guys. It's not about who is better. I don't care who's going to win one-on-one.
No, me neither.
Mitchell Robinson and Nick Batum. It doesn't matter.
That's a good point. I mean more like immersed in what they're doing. That's how I usually answer it as well. So you got Embiid, you got Brunson, you've got Maxey, and I would put Maxey third myself without any hesitation. I'd put OG four. What are you doing 5, 6, and 7?
I don't think it matters.
No, but
who cares?
I do, because when you get to depth, I think it does matter.
The Sixers have plenty of players.
Watch out for DiVincenzo.
So do the Knicks. So hold on a second. If they have plenty of players, who's the next best one? Who is it?
It doesn't matter.
Who cares? But it matters to me.
What are you trying to prove by
that you're wrong?
Who the fifth? No. It is one team versus another team. Whether the Knicks have the fifth best player in the series or the sixth best player in the series does not matter. It doesn't matter. Just like, look, one guy who you're going to throw in my face is Mitchell Robinson, who will be a liability in the playoffs.
I'm not a massive believer. I actually think that Hartenstein's better. I don't know if he's better in this particular matchup because of Embiid's size.
But if Mitch is on the floor point, they're going to foul him. If he's on there trying to stop Embiid late in the game, they're going to foul Mitch. It's a liability.
See, you'll say something like, well, DiVincenzo, and all I'll say back to you is, like, the way that Nick Batum plays, the way that Kyle Lowry plays, is important for the Sixers
100%.
Around Joel Embiid. So
100%.
So it doesn't matter to me who the fifth.
You think
Embiid's
100%?
So you don't like my exercise.
No. He's not 100% healthy.
No, but I don't think anybody on the Knicks is either.
Well,
you know, Jalen.
Okay,
because he's had his hand taped for 2 years.
No, have you watched a lot of Nick games this year?
Not one
right?
second.
Okay, so. So I've watched.
You're hired.
I've watched Tom Thibodeau do this year after year after year. Uh-huh. You watch those games, and Jalen Brunson, the amount of effort and energy he has to put into every single game this entire season, there is no possible way that that guy isn't feeling it at this point. It happens all the time. Every player who's, especially a guard or a wing player, when the entire offense is based around him like that, they get to the playoffs and it just doesn't continue to work. Luka has had the same problem. James Harden had the same problem. And you're talking about guys, Dame Lillard has had the same problem. And you're talking about three guys, when I mentioned those guys, who are all better passers than Jalen Brunson is.
But they're not in as good a shape as Jalen. And that's it. Luka's a little bit overweight. Harden's always been a little overweight. Now, I got no problem with Lillard. And I do think that outside of McCollum, that Brunson has a better supporting cast. Listen, there's really no way to grade this out. I guess...
I am curious though, Spike. If it
Joel Embiid, when he is playing, is the best player on the planet.
But Sal, hold on, Sal. Pardon me, one sec. Here's my problem with what Spike's doing. Right, I don't he thinks Philly's better. I respect that. They might be. All right, I think the Knicks would win a tough deep series, but I could be wrong. I don't feel like he's giving the Knicks any
respect. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you think
at all? What if they would
be a tough out?
No. But what if it weren't the Sixers? Knicks Heat, let's say.
I would be the same thing. Oh, wait, are you telling me if the Heat had the personnel of the Knicks? Is that what you're saying?
No. If it were Knicks versus the Heat instead of the Sixers, or just the Knicks in general, outside of the Sixers, Knicks in the Eastern Conference.
I would pick the Knicks over everyone in the conference aside from Boston and probably, like, if Milwaukee was healthy, I'd pick Milwaukee. But aside from that, I'd pick the Knicks after any of the... Like, I just believe very clearly that the Sixers' record, they won 47 games while missing 9 weeks of Joel Embiid. There's no way they don't win 55 or 56 games if he plays his normal 65 games.
They should be the 2 seed.
If they win 55 or 56 games, they have the second best record in the conference. They probably have the second best point differential in the conference. They were 31-8 when Embiid plays this year. 31-8. Again, the Knicks are good. I just don't think at health they are at the same level the Sixers are.
Agreed, and that's why, BT, I don't want this matchup.
I don't agree.
You should have lost that game. You should have lost that game. You should have lost that game yesterday.
Oh, come on. And I'm tanking. We don't
should have lost
that game.
Was
that a Philly thing? Lose it on purpose?
Should have lost that game.
Get out of here. All right, Spike. Thank you very much. And seriously, when is your last day? Because, you know, I got to get ready for a life without you.
He's got to put on a lipstick. Keep pissing the ass.
Oh, wow.
When is your last day? We are going to miss you. In all sincerity.
I'll be
here. When is it?
I'll be here tomorrow morning, be here Wednesday morning, and then I'll be here Wednesday mornings up until Boomer and Gio Live. So you'll see me in the office. I'm here all day, but then... But I'm going to stop, I'll act like I don't know you guys after 5 o'clock today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Well, I appreciate that. Thanks, dude.
Believe this. If the Knicks do face the Sixers,
it's gonna get nasty. Yeah, I know. It's gonna get very nasty.
Going down, baby.
Everybody out in the newsroom from Manny Rodriguez to Gallo to Lou Gower, they all want to murder me.
Well, because you know why, Spike? Because you're unnecessarily arrogant with the Sixers.
Because
like that's the problem.
Knicks fans are impossible.
Well, because
they are impossible.
That's true.
They're very similar to the way that Eagles fans were pre-Super Bowl. They go from 0 to 60. You guys win one game, and all of a sudden, there's parades down Broadway, and you lose one.
Bing bong!
It's the way you talk about Julius Randle is hilarious to me, because the minute he chokes in the playoffs, everybody wants to murder him, and then if you say he's a choker in the playoffs, everybody kills you. I have to have arguments about whether he's a top 20 player with Lou Gower and Gallo. They're crazy.
And he's a two-time All-Star.
Oh,
yeah. No, two-time All-NBA, Sal.
No,
big
sorry,
difference.
Sorry.
And,
thank you.
And all-time loser is what he is.
Oh, my God.
He is.
Oh, this
he's
guy.
A loser.
I only wish Randall were here for this series, because that would be sweet.
Oh, man.
Knicks wiping the floor with the Sixers, although I have my reservations. All right, Spike.
Thanks, Spike. Fellas.